Hello, everybody. It's another week, another episode of Digital High from Entertainment Fuse. I am Aaron the Red, and I always will be. with me is Vincent.
Hello.
And surprise, surprise, Marquise is with us.
And he's Jamaican now.
So that's why he's gone for so long.
He's the king of Jamaica. He was already king of Marquise. Now he's king of Jamaica.
You know, I had to make my pilgrimage, and like the prodigal son has returned. So
you had to drive to Jamaica, become king, and then like drive back.
Yep,
that's a hell of a drive. It's like what? Like how many nautical miles is that? You gotta go way underneath. I mean, can your car withstand crush depth?
I don't know, man. Prius, I don't think.
Oh no, you don't really have a Prius, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're so floats. I mean, it's like so San plastic, Francisco. So.
Will you shut up?
So San Francisco. Are you gluten free, Marquise?
No, although I did do vegan last year for about 70 days.
Oh my god! Did you want to lose weight, or you just wanted to try it, or be healthier? Or?
You know what? It was more or less. Can I do this? Like, is it feasible? Is it something that, like, I don't know, that I could actually put my mind to and do? Mm-hmm. And yeah, dude, I did it. I dropped like almost 50 pounds, like 46, 47 pounds.
But vegans never, they always have a certain look. And it's not a look I would want to have.
What is this look? Let me hear this look. Let me hear this.
It looks like they take naps under the ground and like, pump up from the ground. It does have a certain, you know, that granola hippie look.
It kind of dangly too, or is it still like with some form?
It's like they just got done sweating and they wiped it off.
Oh god, that sounds awful.
That's like vegans and like hippies and like people in that type of lifestyle usually have a certain type of look. But and there's some fat vegans because you still can eat chocolate and still can eat like junk food.
There's certain junk food, like candy corn, I believe, is vegan. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know I know this, right? Lay's barbecue.
He's like, I'll start being a vegan, and you Google how to cheat while being a vegan.
There you go.
What are all the unhealthy snacks? Always a
loop.
Like
come on, there's always a loop.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess they stopped putting pig fat in the Oreos, or was that? I'm thinking, was that Starburst or Skittles? It was something stupid. It had like pig lard in it.
Had gluten or some form of it, yeah.
Yeah, some type of pig.
Might have been Starburst, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a number of things like you can eat as a vegan to become a fat ass again, like no doubt.
So yeah. You're not doing that now, right?
No, I am not.
You're good. I'm red, good American now.
If I'm still considered American, yeah. Red blood, I guess that you would say. Sure, yeah.
You're American and still the king of Jamaica. I don't know how you did it. But.
it takes effort.
How was your Thanksgiving? You're the only like kind of family man here. So I want to start with you, King Marquise.
Yeah, I'm a family man. And with being a family man comes extended family. So that was interesting. It's the same old every year. It's like, what can your in-law do to get under your skin? And how are you going to not say anything about it?
Yeah, don't you love that? See, that's where you've got to come prepared with some like ready-to-go quips. It's like you got to find their little things and just be ready to kind of like fire those off, you know. Have them a
whole. But like it's Thanksgiving, man. I don't want to fire anything. I don't want to do anything. I just want to eat. That's it.
There's your go-to. Just have like food ready to go on your plate, and as soon as they start talking, just start eating. Just have like a bunch of stuffing, big old spoonful or forkful of it. You know, I'm eating. Can't talk. Sorry.
No, this sounds awful and awkward. Actually, I just realized though, as a guy who's dated, you know, dozens of women, I've never met any of their parents. So I'm not sure if that says something about me or them or both of us.
That's more or less, like, it depends on how many dates, like, if you actually are boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing, because you do not want to be, like, third date, come meet my parents. It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some were, I saw them for months and months, like, over 6 months. I mean, I don't want to meet parents anyway. It's the point. But it also depends, I guess, where they live, because a lot of, I know a lot of transplants in, like, the L.A. area when I was over there, and here, back in Atlanta, it's like, that I usually get along better with transplants than people who are, like, from the area I'm living in. Hmm. But did the Hulk act out at all, Marquise? Did your son act out? Did he turn the table over?
Hulk is hulking out. That's what he does, yo.
Yo.
That's what he does. I mean, I can't really contain him. I could just just hope that he has mercy on us all. He's been sleeping really bad, man. Really poorly.
Like, how so?
Too little or too much?
Too little.
Okay, and then I'm gonna say there's no too much, is there?
There's never too much. Please. Sleep all day.
Huh.
You get too much energy. You gotta wear him out. You gotta send him to, like, go stop, like, volcanoes from exploding and stuff.
Yeah, he's he's getting older now. He has, like, his own taste, his own, you know, likes and dislikes. He loves Ninja Turtles, but you know he's barely three, so I think, you know, some of that imagery, even though we find it to be kind of whatever, it sticks with him, and I think he's been having, you know, little nightmares, little night terrors.
Of what? Of Ninja Turtles?
Of Shredder, man. Shredder's fucking nightmare as a kid, man.
Yeah, I could see that as a kid.
And on the cartoon now, he only has one eye, so he's really fucking creepy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything that he's really into that you just think in your head, like, this is completely lame, or this is bullshit?
No, not yet. Not yet. I mean, he likes everything that has to do with superheroes or superhero lore. So Batman is, like, his big thing right now. He has a big ass Batman blanket, Batman toys everywhere, the underwear, the whole, you know, he even has a Batman costume, right? So he has the whole getup. Like, he's good.
This sounds like me as a kid.
Just Batman everything?
Yeah, I had Batman everything. I was really into Batman and Spider-Man. My mom had, like, painted Spider-Man on, like, a big part of my wall. And it was, like, just him swinging between skyscrapers.
Really?
Dude, that's awesome.
You know what's funny? We were planning on doing that. Man, I told you were my son, man. So, you know, like, you know, we're in a time warp.
Yeah, some interstellar stuff happened. We're only a few years apart somehow.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I wanted to see that movie and immediately didn't. Like, I haven't watched it yet. I don't really have an interest in seeing it at all.
I saw it. We talked about it, a week or two ago.
Did you two like it at all?
Aaron didn't see it. I saw it. And obviously, Marquise listens to the podcast when he's not on it.
But yeah. I download. I do not listen when I all the time. I can't.
But I liked it. It's flawed, but I liked it.
I'm still going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot at the very least. Like, it'll hit Netflix or Hulu or one of those pretty damn soon. So I shouldn't say pretty damn soon, but, like, sometime next year.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'll hit soon. Like, I mean, Hunger Games is up there, like, a month after it comes out in theaters.
So it'll probably be out, like, February.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd probably be cool.
Like, at least by March. But while we're talking about movies, the big trailer from last week was the Star Wars reveal. Which was pretty much a teaser. It wasn't, like, a full-on trailer. But the internet still kind of blew up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God, the internet blew up for a multitude of reasons.
Well, the internet got racist, which is shocking.
You got racist fast, man. There's just no rest for the weary, is there?
Oh, my God. None. Yeah. What the fuck? There can't be black stormtroopers. Okay, sure. Whatever.
I will admit, as someone who's not into Star Wars, I did think clone troopers and stormtroopers were pretty much the same thing. I did think stormtroopers were clones of Jango Fett.
I literally thought the same thing. Am I incorrect in that assumption?
No.
Only clone the other troopers way around. As soon as I figured out the original ones were clone troopers, like, oh, so they all look and are pretty much alike. Yeah. And then they turned stormtroopers because they needed to kind of get a bigger army. So it's like, now there's only like one battalion that's
all. Well, I thought they just changed the outfits. That's it. Like, I thought they're all Jango Fett.
No,
that's it.
Only in the prequel trilogies. I read up on this later, like late last week. The clone troopers, hence their name, are clones. But the stormtroopers are just regular army dudes, like just random people who are trained.
When they needed a bigger army, they started to kind of, you know, anyone can join. But there apparently are still, I don't know if they're actually still alive at this point, but clone troopers have their own battalion. And they're literally like the 616, something like that. Okay. And that's like the only group you'll find clone troopers. Everyone else is not a clone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because like a lot of them kind of wiped out.
But even with that said, like that's not why people were getting mad. At least from the comments and threads I saw, I was like, "Oh, great! Star Wars has a black lead in a woman." Like I saw just dismissive, dismissive stuff
wow,
like that.
I'm a weird nerd. Then I had weirder things to bitch about than that. It's like I didn't give a shit about that.
And I didn't assume he was the lead just because he's the first face we see. Because we also see I forgot his name. Oscar Isaac. We also see him in the jet fighter in the whatever they call it. They show him. So I mean, just because the black guy is the first guy we see doesn't mean he's, you know, the main hero or the only hero.
And the assumption that you know what the story arc is in the trailer is just so perplexing. Like, how do you not know he may be a Jedi? There are black Jedis. Is that okay?
Nope. Like, well, are they forgetting that Samuel Jackson was pretty much one of the best things about the prequel trilogy?
Hey, no, Samuel's the exception. Come on.
And even in like some of the earlier
credit card commercials now. Come on.
Right? I mean, he's probably between that and the Disney Marvel stuff. I wish I had even like 0.5% of Samuel Jackson's, bankroll.
Oh man,
for sure. But like even in like the original three movies, like there were times where the main characters like. Before, I think, and again, Star Wars fans don't murk me for this, but I think there was a couple times where like they hid inside of like stormtrooper outfits just to escape.
Yep.
Like mm-hmm. certain scenarios. So it's like, who the hell knows what's happening? He just, who cares? He's just in an outfit. It's just a fucking outfit.
Episode 4, actually.
There you go.
See? Yeah, that's the original of the original trilogy.
Yeah, but it's just I love being reminded how much this country has not changed at all.
Well, I mean, I love being reminded. Let's just say humans, because they could be Canadians or British people or French people saying it too.
You can say it. They're idiots and they're assholes, regardless of where they come from.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure 90% of that was from Americans, but yes, just to be fair, let's just say humans are people in general.
Well, yes, all humans hate black people. We'll just say that. And I think we can all agree to that. All humans hate black people for one reason or another. I don't know why, but it is.
But another thing was they were like, oh, great. Other than the whole like black lead, female lead, is these like, oh, isn't that going to be an interracial relationship? I was like, what teaser did you guys see? Like, they weren't even in a scene together. Like, I don't know what you guys saw. Like, why are you assuming he's the lead and they're going to hook up? Like, that makes no sense.
Why do people jump that far? I mean, my God, they go from black guy on screen, he's the lead! Oh my, it's a teaser! Oh my God, they've already said, like, most of the original cast is gonna come back. I think they're gonna make those guys pretty damn important.
I hope not. They look awful.
Well, yeah.
Have you seen...
Except for Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he's pretty much like the same, but...
He sounds not that great. I like him a lot, too, but...
He Clint Eastwood up. I mean, he didn't go ugly at Clint Eastwood, but his voice, I mean...
But his face pretty much...
Held up, yeah.
Mark Hamill melted.
Oh, God,
And Carrie Fisher's man, pretty much.
Well, drugs will do that to you, man. Carrie Fisher, good God.
Yeah, and like she sounds and looks like a dude now.
Yeah, she does. Well, with Mark Hamill, when all you're doing is mostly voice acting stuff, you don't have to look great. You know, all you have to do is be somewhat healthy.
Yeah, but I mean, even if he worked out, like just like some people, time isn't friendly to, and he's one of them.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't really want to see them. I think it's weird that they're even in it. They could just be like, you know, they retired.
They retired, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We don't know how much they're going to be in there. Like, a lot of people, when they show the one ship that looks like the Millennium Falcon, it's like, that might not actually be the Millennium Falcon. There's things on it that does not belong there. I mean,
it probably is though.
Well, if you look, there's no giant radar dish. I mean, that was like
it's been 30 years though in their time. So
right. Well, I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, it's the Millennium Falcon was not the name, was just the name of a ship. It wasn't like the model of it wasn't unique. It wasn't like they made that from scratch. They just modified another ship.
Yeah.
So.
And I thought the CG was actually getting past the racism and the random hating and stuff. As someone who's mildly into Star Wars, not super into it, I thought it looked interesting. I definitely thought the CG and the style of it looked great. Unlike Jurassic World, which had, I think, pretty crappy CG in that trailer.
But I'll tell you this. Can we talk about the dumb fucking idea that thing has got?
Of what, the horror?
The Diabolus Rex?
Yeah.
Have you like Marquise? I want to hear what you think. The concept, it's a hybrid, a genetic hybrid of different stuff. Did you guys hear what it is?
No, what is this?
It is a T-Rex, Velociraptor, Death Adder, Cuttlefish.
Is that official? Like, how would they?
I think it is 100% official. They've shown concept art of it, so it's like a small T-Rex, but it won't have vestigial arms. It'll have like real arms, so hence I can climb. I think it's going to be amphibious because, fuck, why not? So that's why the cuttlefish thing. A cuttlefish is like a squid, if you're wondering. And apparently it's going to be poisonous like the Death Adder, which is like one of the most deadliest snakes on land.
Why would they create that?
I said the same fucking thing. It's like, who in the right mind thought that'd be great? Okay, that and I just, from a scientific standpoint, would not survive. You're talking four entirely different species. This thing would be like a blob. Just blah, 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 blah. That's all you'd get.
Yeah. And what would it eat? Like, that thing's probably huge. Like, is it eating T-Rexes for lunch? Like,
well, it's not that big. It's like a small T-Rex.
Okay.
But it kind of makes sense because the really dumb thing that when Star-Lord, he's on a motorcycle and four Velociraptors.
Star-Lord.
Like, it is. It's Chris Pratt.
I know.
It's like the only thing that kind of keeps me like,
in this movie, though. He found his way back to Earth and is the future.
There you go. He's driving along on a motorcycle and four Velociraptors pull up next to him and then sprint ahead of him. It's like, really? Velociraptors now can say human friend, Diabolus Rex, bad? Come on.
Well, if they got engineered, maybe they took out like that, you know, that gene or whatever. It'll be some stupid excuse. Or maybe they're all running from something bigger. But I got the feeling that they were working together.
Yeah. I think it sounds really dumb. You know the original plot, what it was going to be? Human dinosaur hybrids.
Yeah.
What? Oh, God. They just need That's to awful. Stop.
That's awful.
Yes, everything sounds bad. Because there's no one in the right mind back. Okay, we're going to combine a T-Rex and a Velociraptor. All right, that sounds pretty cool. With a Death Adder. Wait, what?
It sounds like a little kid.
It does. It sounds like they're making a video game monster. And all of a sudden, and we're going to toss in cuttlefish. What the fuck is a cuttlefish? It's like a squid. So those things can be amphibious? What are you on? Are you smoking crack? Maybe.
So going back to Star Wars, though, did that make you guys more excited, less excited?
I don't know. At first, you know what was funny? When I saw the guy pop up, I was like, oh, okay, this is Star Wars, right? And then I saw that little robot that looked like a soccer ball. And I was like, wait, is this some weird mashup of like Adidas and Disney, like, is this going to be like a soccer commercial? And then it kept going. I was like, no, this is the real fucking trailer. I don't know. Like, I thought the lightsaber was a little dumb, but.
Yeah. I thought it was too thin. I thought that was the problem. That it was looked like a cross, which is, like, offending some people.
I thought it looked really dumb. Sides shutting out.
It didn't have enough girth.
Well, like, there's actually an engineer I saw post on Facebook. An engineer said, like, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to stop having from the sides. It's like, that doesn't make anything because all of a sudden one guy needs to slide down the blade and all of a sudden hacks off the little port you got to have it so they crisscross, so they make more like an actual point, and they can actually stop and not only be offensive and defensive. It's like a real engineer took some time to like dissect that weapon apart.
Well, I don't even know if it took an engineer. I just look at it like the little ports are too long. Like you could chop right through that shit. Like yeah. That's dumb. That's dumb.
You can protect it with the force, though.
That's a lot of work to protect one lightsaber.
Midichlorians.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb. I like the idea of like maybe like, oh, this guy is like an OG Jedi or, you know, Sith. So he has like this kind of like knight kind of big ass hulking great sword. Like, but it didn't look like that at all. It looked dumb. It looked thin, like you said.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would go that old when, like, the Sith originally, they didn't have lightsabers. They had swords. Like, swords that had a source of energy to them. Like, they were kind of like enchanted blades. That was the whole thing that separated the Sith and the Jedi. The Jedi had access to the technology to make lightsabers, which is just like a crystal in a tube with an energy source. And they, you know, everything else is fine-tuned. But the Sith, they were like old-school dark knights. They had like suits of armor and metal blades and stuff like that.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
They had like more of a like claymores rather than lightsabers.
Yeah. They had like, obviously they had a fight against Jedi, so there's actually, I don't know if it was enchanted, but it was actually a way of infusing something into the blade, so it'd be pretty much the equivalent of a lightsaber, but an actual metal blade all the time.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's weird that the guy who last directed Star Trek is now directing Star Wars.
And it is extremely weird and too meta and too like everything is the same thing.
And
everything.
He didn't do a great job with Star Trek. It's probably a bigger problem than he's doing both. It's like he didn't do all that great of a job with it.
No, the first Star Trek was terrible. Like it sucked to me. And I watched it the first time in the theaters, could never watch it again. The second one was okay, and I have no interest in seeing that one again either. So it's weird.
They're just like just dumb fun sci-fi movie. Like it didn't need to be Star Trek. Could have been anything.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'd rather Whedon do it than freaking Abrams. Some people hate Abrams. I think he's just okay. Like I haven't seen a movie by him that, you know, that blew me out of the water or anything. I think he's better at TV than movies.
I mean, does he have like a magnum opus, like an incredible work of art? Like, I mean, he did Alias, right? Have you ever seen Alias?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the dumbest fucking show ever.
Alias, yeah. Alias has like a good season one, maybe season two. Then it just gets insane. Then it gets like it gets fantasy and
it
stuff
gets
out
so
of nowhere.
Stupid. And yeah. I'm like, wow, this is Abrams. Okay. I don't know what his good movie is. Like, I actually like and dug Cloverfield. I thought the first one, I thought that was cool. I thought it was an interesting movie. It kind of like set off all these other handheld camera movies. I think it like kind of reinvented the wheel. But besides that, I don't know anything else of his that I like.
Mission Impossible 3 is pretty good, but it's nothing special.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is what I'm saying. I don't get why he's like a Hollywood golden boy.
It's because he makes blockbusters.
Wait, he hasn't done anything that great.
Yeah.
I think, actually, the Spielberg of blockbusters. I mean,
Abrams? Are you just saying? He doesn't have that many blockbusters, though.
But that's the thing. Every time he does something, it's like a literal blockbuster. It's something that gets you a lot of explosions and a lot of CGI, a lot of action, and a lot of twists and turns. No substance, but every time you see a trailer of it, it's like you have some interest. You want to go at least check it out. I think now
the Michael Bay.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of getting Michael Bay esque. Yeah, but I don't know. That's why I'm kind of like, to like bring it back to Star Wars. I saw the trailer. I was like, meh. Nothing about this. I was like, oh my god, this looks so. Like, okay. For one thing, it's just a teaser. It's just a bunch of cool scenes. It's like, and like what I need story. You know,
I don't even know if you need story with Star Wars. What I need from Star Wars, I need to see a couple badass Sith, a couple badass Jedi, and get rid of all these people.
Yeah.
I don't care about their emotional stories or the political side. I want to see these badass Sith and a badass Jedi fight for the entire movie and do some crazy shit where they're ripping apart planets trying to chuck them at each other. That's what I want to see.
I don't know if they should go to F or is that Goku?
Yeah, that's Michael Bay.
Is that Goku and Vegeta fighting each other?
But... Well, I mean, that's your climax. That's not how you start off, right?
Okay. That'll be the next thing. Watch. They're going to have Jedi like hovering in air, like clashing at each other. It'll start off like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and then also go full DBZ. You'll see one going, no! He's powering up!
That would not happen. Don't even put that out.
That's
going
to be like
the
first hour of the movie. Just
it's
like going to
be the end of the Matrix.
Powering up.
The end of the Matrix Revolution.
So bad. But yeah, like, I want to see the Jedi's doing really crazy stuff, like with the swords, really good swordplay. And like, I want to see that. I want to hear more about the story and the legend behind the Sith and the Jedi. Like, I don't care about all the intergalactic politics. I just don't, because no one knows any of the stories from Star Wars. Can anyone tell me what the story was from Return of the Jedi? Like, what was the political strife going on?
It doesn't
on? No
matter.
No one cares. Right, no one cares.
I mean, really, Star Wars is just about fights. It's about character design and fights.
It was about bringing down the Empire for like the last time because they heard they're making another Death Star. And
right,
it's about how
like
Luke had actually found Han and Leia and actually kind of completed or nearly completed his training to be a Jedi Knight. So it's kind of like the final, that's why it's Return of the Jedi, when finally the first Jedi Knight in history has arrived. And it's kind of like, quote unquote, the chosen one because he's going to be better than Anakin.
No, sure. But, like, what was the book? Do you know what the beginning, like, dialogue was or whatever that script was at the very beginning that always plays at the beginning of Star Wars that's always dealing with some dumb political...
Yeah.
Lesson about this? What does this do with anything? Nothing. The Trade Confederation does X, Y, and Z. I don't care.
Well, I think it was okay because it was minor in the original trilogy and the first episodes 1 through 3, it was way too political. It was like, okay, we're gonna have Senate meetings. No. That's why the original trilogy did so well. Is more or less you can have story and have this sort of thing, you know, power struggles and you know things like that, but you don't come to a vote to end the discussion. You blow up a fucking planet. Done. You're not going to tell me what I want to know? All right. I'm not going to bother doing, you know, rock, paper, scissors to get out of you. No. See that planet? Fire the big beam. Boom. Planet gone. Tell me where he's at, bitch. Like, that's what it came down to. I mean, episodes 1 through 3, let's have a call. What are we going to do for lunch? I don't know.
Are you talking about the Senate stuff in the prequel?
Yeah,
episodes
1 through 3.
The whole numbering thing is dumb too. Like, when you say 1 through 3,
well, you know,
obviously you're talking about the prequels, but
well, George Lucas didn't do
later.
1 through 3 originally because he said there was no way he could have done so with the current technology, not the way he wanted to do it,
in a shitty way.
Yeah, of course, when he finally had the technology, he shat all over it.
Yeah,
first, like, it's all about mysticism and being. Kind of preordained to be a Jedi. Nope, you just need the stuff in your blood, which then kind of asks the question, couldn't Darth Vader then just, like, keep donating blood and they have a way of taking the midichlorians out, like how they take plasma out of people's blood and put into stormtroopers and have a shitload of force-empowered stormtroopers and just dominate the universe?
Well, I think it's because Star Wars is a weird mix of sci-fi and fantasy, and it kind of almost, at least in the movies, it kind of tries to like almost deny the fantasy aspects and try to seem like smart sci-fi. But as someone who watched the both the cartoons, actually, the cartoons seem to embrace the fantasy aspect more.
Yeah, it needs
to do that. The cartoons were amazing. Cartoons were excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're bumming you out, Aaron.
Well, no, it's just that's something that's always bugged me because a lot of people, it's like, oh, just midichlorians, that's all it makes Jedi. Well, then look at the science side of it. If all it is just cells in your blood, you know, why couldn't you simply just take the stuff out of like Darth Vader or the Emperor or who the fuck ever and just simply put it into elite stormtroopers, and therefore you have a bunch of force empowered troopers. It's like, that's why you, I don't know how often, but it can't be very, very, very often that a prequel does well. It's like, you already know what's going to happen. You're not telling us anything new. There is no sense of danger. It's like, oh, Anakin may die. No, he doesn't. We know he becomes Darth Vader. There's no sense of danger here at all. Obi-Wan may die. No, there's not. It's like, you just kind of go, fuck it. I already know. There's no danger here. There's no reason to worry. These other people we don't care about because they're not in the later movies. So why should we bother caring about them now?
Is there any prequel that you like a lot? I'm trying to think of one right now, and I can't think of one. Did
well. I'm sure there's.
Well, The Hobbit did well.
Hobbit, yeah, Hobbit, but that was something that's kind of easy because that was like 100 years back. So the only person, or the only two people that really tie in with Lord of the Rings, aside from like the other like the wizards and elves, are Gandalf and Bilbo. That's it. Everyone else is kind of
the Archer guy's around, isn't he?
What?
The Archer and some of the other elves are around.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Legolas, yeah. But him, it's like, he's the perfect example of whenever they have him in a dangerous situation, there's no fucking danger because he has no scars in Lord of the Rings. He has no disabilities. Like, he doesn't have a limp or anything like that. So he is never severely injured in any fight. So there's any time he's in a fight, it either comes to a draw or he wins. Otherwise, Peter Jackson shot himself in the foot. It's like, oh, wait, that's right. He didn't get cut on his face in Lord of the Rings. All right, we got to redo this scene.
While we're talking about movies, the other thing that broke recently was the casting for Suicide Squad. And I actually saw the animated movie. When did it come out? Like a month or two ago? And it was pretty good. Did you see the animated movie?
I haven't. I've been meaning to because I'm always interested with Suicide Squad. I've never really paid him much attention, but I mean, you know, it's like Thunderbolts to Marvel, you know, it's bad guys doing things, but it's not in a safe manner. They're literally called the Suicide Squad because they're sent on suicide missions.
Yeah. They're kind of like just almost like this force A-team who has like explosives in their neck, and if they don't do what they're told, it'll go off and they'll die.
Yeah.
And it's like Aaron just said, they're made up of villains. And the casting includes, let me pull up the story, is Jared Leto as the Joker.
Yep.
Will Smith as Deadshot. Tom Hardy as Rick Flag, which I never heard of Rick Flag. We can go back to that in a second. Margaret Robbie as Harley Quinn. And Jay Courtney as Boomerang. Is that... Obviously, I know Joker, I know Harley Quinn, I know Deadshot.
Wait, there's six.
Enchantress. Enchantress.
Yeah.
Is, I guess it's Cara Delevingne.
Something like that.
Yeah, she's Enchantress.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a Thor Enchantress? Doesn't he have an Enchantress? Isn't it like that blonde chick who he fights, who hangs out with the axe guy, Enchantress?
No idea. I think I know you're talking about, but because that's the thing. I remember Enchantress, like, she has a really weird backstory, I heard. Like, she was good for a while, and then she wasn't good. So she actually got put on Suicide Squad, so then she can be less not good.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So who is Rick Flag? I want to say Ric Flair since I'm looking at this name.
If I heard right, he's actually a bad guy who doesn't believe he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he believes, honest to God, that he's just... let me do a real quick thing here.
And Boomerang is just Captain Boomerang throws boomerangs.
Well, there's two different versions, actually. And like, I guess there's two different versions of Ric Flag. There's... three different versions of Rick Flag. There's the father, the son, and the grandson. And of Captain Boomerang, there's the original Captain Boomerang, and then there's his son. So that's like going to be kind of interesting. They're probably going to be, you know, like the youngest version to be like the most hip and up-to-date kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
But I mean, this is pretty strong casting. Well, like Will Smith alone, and then like Jared Leto, which I'm kind of surprised he would do a comic book movie because he seems like the very artsy, you know, this is my craft type of person, like a almost like a Daniel Day-Lewis type who wouldn't do a comic book movie. So I'm surprised they would get him. And then Tom Hardy's back for another DC movie. Obviously, this isn't in the same universe as Nolan's Batman, but he's doing another DC movie. And hey, Will Smith doing a villain in a DC movie or any comic book movie isn't something I would have expected. You said Will Smith's going to be a comic book movie. I would have thought, okay, maybe John Stewart, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. I would never guess Deadshot. But, I mean, I don't think Deadshot is a hard character to pull off. I'm sure he can do it.
Well,
he's just kind of like a tough military guy.
Yeah, like, and he's tough, a sniper and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Here's the thing that's going to be really fucked up. And to me, it's not, I don't really give a shit about it, but I know it's going to be a thing about it. He's the only, I want to say he's the only black character in that entire group, and he's covered head to toe. Unless they give him a different outfit, but if you look at Deadshot, if I'm pretty sure he wears a helmet. Fully covered, except for like a scope on one eye. I'm pretty sure.
I've seen Deadshot uniforms where costumes where he just has like his face is there and he just has like a red, like technological eye patch.
Yeah,
like yeah, like they can like zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah, because he's got like guns attached to his forearms as well, so it's actually like part of his suit. So not only does he have like normal sniper rifles and stuff. But that way, if someone kicks a gun out of his hand, he actually still has like a little, I don't want to say an arm cannon, but an arm gun.
Hopefully they don't do that because that sounds goofy. But
well, I mean, like it could be like a Derringer kind of thing. You know,
well, Black Widow has the same thing, I guess. But does she use those in the movies? I don't remember that.
Her Black Widow? Yeah, those are like little stun things, I think. That they're like.
But has she done it in the live action movies?
I want to say she did.
I don't
know. I can't remember. Because I know she pulls out, like garrote wire and other things. And
mm-hmm. But it's no way they'll cover
it. I think in Iron Man 2 she did.
Maybe. Maybe Iron Man 2. I know in Avengers and Cap 3, I don't remember. No. Or Cap 2, I don't remember her using it. But there's no way they'll cover Will Smith's like face the entire time or anything like that. He's the biggest star.
Yeah, I hope they don't. You know, just the eye patch thing, just that little scope over his eye. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them bitching. It's like, oh, of course, the only black guy and they cover his face and the entire body. You know, I don't want anybody.
Like
I told
you,
the
Cyborg, like DC did with Cyborg, we talked about like a month ago.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want them to avoid. I don't want those people to have any sort of ammunition to, you know, like, you know, figures they go with that. But anyways, one thing that's kind of funny, the guy who played Bane, he's Rick Flagg.
Yeah.
So we have the same, it's kind of like Chris Evans with Marvel. It's like he's the same universe, not too far from each other characters, and they're, I'm guessing, well, Bane's gone. But it's kind of like now Bane.
Well, it's not really the same universe.
Well, yeah.
No?
DC, Batman.
What was it? But Nolan universe is different.
Well, yeah.
The current universe.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, as in DC kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of interested because I guess Rick Flagg, there's nothing that special about him. Like, he's just a normal guy. But the whole thing, as far as I can tell, is he simply does not believe he's as bad as the people on Suicide Squad. I guess like one iteration of Rick Flagg.
That's interesting. Yeah. At least, because in a movie, in the animated movie, they're all pretty much psychos besides Deadshot.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actually a spider guy who seems like he's like a spider guy, but he's like more of a mechanical suit. I think he was black. I don't know. I forgot what his name was. But yeah, I mean, he kind of seems like he thinks he might be honorable or whatever. So maybe Rick Flagg is taking that spot.
I think that's like the whole reason why they're on the Suicide Squad is so they can kind of redeem themselves. It's like they're using their skills kind of in the name of, I want to say their country, but it's more or less to be somewhat not evil.
I mean, maybe some of them, but I think they just want time off their sentence.
Yeah, there's
I think
that
that's
too.
More it. And obviously, they have a new Joker. And if it was one of these, I rule the universe, I could pick someone to be it, I would probably pick Jared Leto. He seems like he's weird and crazy enough to do it in a different way than Ledger.
Yeah, that's true. And Harley Quinn, from what I can tell, I need to watch The Wolf on Wall Street, because I guess that's like the latest film she's in.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like her big breakout role. I haven't seen it either. I remember
she's
people
got the smile for Harley Quinn, though.
Yeah,
she's
has
got that big freaking smile that, you know, she can look like she can pull off crazy.
Yeah, I remember when the whole like Captain Marvel thing first, got announced a month or so ago. People were saying that she should be Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? I think people had like, oh, you work with DC, you work with Marvel, you can't do both. I think there's a bit of a pissing contest, but I think she still could possibly be Captain Marvel if they wanted her to be.
Well, yeah, because at this point, they probably have some idea of a cast and script. They've already announced they're going to do these dates, or at least these years. Or no, yeah, they said these dates, so... Of course, you know, those can always change, but they had that saying, they at least have a concept of possibly cast and script. I'd hope. Because, I mean, hell, that'd be the last, that'd be like the worst thing. All of a sudden, 2 years later, it's like, we don't have Captain Marvel, so we're just going to scrap the idea. And then
I think Marvel's seems very scheduled. I think DC would do that before Marvel, but I think DC's seeing how well and how planned Marvel is doing, and this is why they're stepping it up. And it's like Marvel has, I mean, it's like DC and like Warner Brothers has more star power in their favor. Like, I mean, just Will Smith and Ben Affleck alone, like, beat any of the Marvel people. Somewhat, I guess Downey a little bit, but like Downey before Iron Man, his career was pretty crappy. Like, he was doing Tim Allen movies. He was doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a druggie, too.
He did. Yeah, that was more than he's probably doing this century too, but that was more like the 90s. But even after, like, he used to be in court all the time, like Lindsay Lohan in the 90s. So I mean, I think DC, as far as actors and directors too, it seemed like they're going more for like star power in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think Marvel's got too many like pinhead kind of things. I don't mean like idiots or anything. I mean like literally their cast relies on this one single person that can stand on a pin. Like, no one else is on there. I mean, for Avengers, you got Robert Downey Jr. For, and I know I'm not talking Marvel Studios, I'm just talking Marvel in general. For, like, the X-Men side, it's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we were going to do X-Men Origins, everybody. Nope, you just did Wolverine. Why? Because it's Hugh Jackman. Y'all have a hard-on for that man.
Well, now that Jennifer Lawrence is huge, they might. This seems like they're pushing it more towards her than Hugh. I forgot his name. Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that, but the problem is, you know, other than like a continuation from where Days of Future Past left, I don't see how they could actually do a Mystique standalone.
Well, not necessarily a standalone, but I think she'll be more of a main character. As if Jennifer Lawrence's, you know, career stays around this or gets higher. Because, I mean, she was talked about a lot in Days of Future Past. Like, you compare Days of Future Past to, like, the original X-Men trilogy or even First Class. Like, it's pretty much all about Mystique.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because actually Days of Future Past was literally all about Mystique. Because of Mystique's powers, that's how the Sentinels were able to adapt. However they were able to do that, how they figured... a mutant's power can influence robotic technology, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And we saw her as her like human self a lot, or at least how she would see herself as human, as far as how Lawrence actually looks in real life. Like, we didn't see Rebecca Romijn that much in the original trilogy, but even in that one movie, we saw Lawrence more than Romijn.
Yeah. They only did one tip of the hat for that. That was in First Class, where she's in bed and trying to seduce Magneto.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad. I'm kind of looking forward to all of these comic books. There's no comic movie that they're really making right now. I'm just thinking, oh great, don't do that. As far as Marvel and DC, Fox, you couldn't probably pay me to go see that Fantastic Four movie. Who knows? Maybe it'll have like a really good trailer or something. But at the very base of it, I don't think Fantastic Four is interesting.
It's going to be the bottom of the barrel. They need to bust ass in order to actually come out at all. They will. Because Marvel is already like, here, we've got this lineup. We've got, you know, every possibility. Like, other than Heroes for Hire, you know, we've got Black Panther. We've got Captain Marvel. We've got Inhumans, you know, we've got a huge hodgepodge of different people. Doctor Strange, yeah. And there's God knows what's going to happen after that. And it's like, here, we have Fantastic Four. And wasn't Fox the one that said we're going to do the first female?
I think Sony said that.
Was it Sony?
Was Sony with some Spider-Man character.
Yeah, it was Sony. But the problem is, I don't think there's anything that strong there to go on because it's like, you're going to be starting with nobody.
Who would it be? Shadowcat or somebody?
Like, I don't know. Or Silver Sable, Black Cat. And it's like, what was it going to be? No one knows these people. They're not set up. It's like, there's Spider-Man usually doesn't have that strong of a female character. There's Black Cat. I want to say.
Is it Black Cat or the Shadow Cat?
Black Cat. Yeah. Felicia Harding? I know it's Felicia something.
Okay.
But if anything, she's almost like the equivalent of just Catwoman.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. She is DC Catwoman. Marvel, Black Cat. That's it.
And looking at how Marvel set up their world, DC, with this movie, with Suicide Squad, they're kind of setting up six villains at once.
Yeah.
And maybe some of them die, some of them get arrested, but, you know, you can have, like, Joker and Harley Quinn in the next solo Batman, or you have, you know, Will Smith versus The Flash, you know, in the Flash movie. Like, they're setting up their universe in a different way by having this so early in.
And they're actually kind of kicking Sony in the nuts a little bit because remember Sony wanted to do the Sinister Six.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like, here's a big middle finger. Here's the Suicide Squad. Yeah. We've I think got Marvel's Harley been doing Quinn. That. We've got Joker. It's like, all right, stop. Seriously.
Some Sony exec really got pissed off when they saw that. But I think
they did.
Between Ultron and Thanos, I think now DC can't do Brainiac or Darkseid. So no. I think Marvel's been screwing DC this whole time. So DC finally screwed somebody in this Sony.
See, I think that's where DC is going to figure out because that's how it always seems to go. DC says black, Marvel says white. DC goes up, Marvel goes down. Marvel goes out in space, DC's going to go, we're going to stay on Earth. And I think that's going to be a way for them to go because now Marvel's like, oh, we've got Thanatos coming and we've got this guy coming. And they're having not a global but like a galactical scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be kind of problematic because now you've got a lot of different areas to balance out because now you've got Guardians of the Galaxy way out here. You got to balance that to make sure that doesn't suffer. You got Thanatos coming in. That's another galactical issue right there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, does because everyone in this, I'm not sure about Enchantress, but these other people, none of them have like powers. Like none of them are. You know, Thanos, and is a god basically, and like the Joker's just a crazy guy. So I mean, I do get what you're saying, and that is like can be a smarter, more personal way to take it since Deadshot could exist. Deadshot, you know, is pretty much just a good assassin.
Yeah, Rick Flagg easily could exist because he's just a guy. He's just a soldier, a well-trained killer.
Because,
I mean, if you look at his abilities, I guess I'm reading here, expert in military, special forces, guerrilla tactics, trained in both armed and unarmed combat, stealth service, nothing. He's just a quote-unquote superhuman, but not to the point of
he's
being
Captain America.
Yeah, well, not even that, because this guy, if he drank, you know, a bottle of tequila, guess what? He'd be on the floor drunk out of his mind. And this guy, or Captain America, if he drank that, wouldn't faze him at all. So this guy is actually, to me, better than Captain America because he's more vulnerable. You know, Captain America, in a sense, has a healing factor. I mean, if he gets shot, he can heal it. This guy, if he gets shot, he's going to be wounded for a while.
I know you're annoyed that he's immune to grenades, so.
Fucking grenades, god damn it.
But yeah, I mean, let's jump into video games a little bit. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Goddamn grenades.
In case someone's wondering where Marquise is, I don't know what happened. King Marquise of Jamaica got called.
The Hulk is rampaging on the streets, so the king must intervene.
I think it's a mixture of technical issues and king duties. So hopefully he might be back for later this episode. Yes. But we're going to hop into video games, which is Ubisoft. We know they had diarrhea earlier. not earlier this month, last month they had diarrhea, and it's called Assassin's Creed Unity, and they're trying to make up for it.
That's how you introduce it. Ubisoft had diarrhea.
This is what happened.
They shat the rug repeatedly,
and it was a white rug, so they really messed it up. But yeah, so basically, Assassin's Creed Unity came out buggy, half done, screwed up, you know, whatever you want to call it. And if you bought the game, you'll get the Dead Kings DLC. You'll get that for free if you bought the game. And if you have the Gold Edition or Season Pass, you'll get a free game. And free game can be Far Cry 4, The Crew, Watch Dogs, Black Flag, Rayman Legends, are Just Dance 15. I'm not sure who would choose Just Dance or Watch Dogs and not Far Cry 4.
Well, but there are some people, they aren't shooter fans. They probably would pick Dance.
Well, I get Dance, but not pick Watch Dogs.
God, no. If you pick Watch Dogs, you're a fucking idiot. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Everyone should know by now, Watch Dogs, no. I mean, we thought Assassin's Creed was bad. I mean, Watch Dogs is no better, people. Oh my god!
What do you think this is a good move? Considering the mess they already made.
They came out and says we messed up. This should not have happened. We apologize. Here we aren't just simply apologizing. We're going to give you free stuff to make up for it. This is stuff that should cost us money. We're losing money on this, people. They're literally saying that we're going to lose money on this. Here you go. Here's free DLC. Here's a free game. And not even like a year or two old game. We're talking brand new. You know, here's this game that's only a month, not even a month old, Far Cry 4. It's like, 2 weeks? Something like that? Like
a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, they're pretty much saying, here are our current gen titles. You can have any of our current gen titles.
For free. Yeah. Have fun. Enjoy.
So yeah, they screwed up, but at least they didn't have to do anything. They could have just said, you know, sorry, and kept it moving.
Walk away, yeah, deal with it. Yeah. You bought it. You know what you're walking into.
And I mean, I had this talk about Destiny.
Oh, Lord.
At least, I mean, Destiny, I wish Bungie did something similar. Not the free game part, but like the first DLC or two of Destiny. Especially if they want us to love that brand and want us to play Destiny 2 and Destiny 3 for the next 10, 15 years, they should have ate it and say, okay, here's a DLC, here's two DLC free. But instead, they just act like, you know, we're crazy for saying the mission design is bad, or we're crazy for saying there's no story and no dialogue. It's like two cutscenes the entire game. And like Bungie never really... At least from what I saw, they never apologized. They never really acknowledged it fully. So at least Ubisoft had, you know, screwed up way worse. Cause at least Destiny works. But in a way, that's kind of worse because Bungie game worked the way they wanted it to work, but it came out really stupid. At least with Ubisoft, they just screwed up on the technical side.
Yeah. Something that could be fixed. It's going to take time, But Assassin's Creed Unity is going to be fixed.
To a degree. Yeah.
I mean, it will be at least more playable than its current version. Give it a month or two, it'll easily be more playable than its current version. Like, let's say it's 60% now, it'll be 70-75% of it in, say, 2-3 months.
Yeah, probably weeks, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because God knows what else they need to work on, because I don't know how, like, the multiplayer side is, you know, going to be affected. And there's always going to be the issue when you patch something, something else is going to get messed up.
Yeah, that is true. It's just, I wish Bungie had did it. And actually, what I'm thinking about just games recently that have been broken, DICE and EA probably should have done something similar with Battlefield, with the last Battlefield, because it took, at least not for the versions I played on 360 and Xbox One, but like certain platforms and certain people had completely broken experiences for up to 6 months, maybe longer, on the last Battlefield.
I'm kind of hoping that this is going to be a trend now. Like, maybe Ubisoft, there, since they came out and like, we messed up, we apologize, here's free stuff. Now other people are like, you messed this up. Be like Ubisoft. Where's my free stuff? Make up for it. Don't just simply say apologize and hand me a bowl of shit and be like, here you go, chow down. No, actually put forth some effort. Give me at least some free DLC to make up for this. I paid good money for it. Why should I not get my money back?
It's a good gesture. It's a good... And this is a yearly franchise. It's not like it's going to be out again in 2017. And people are going to forget about Unity. Actually, the next Assassin's Creed
is next year.
I'm not sure if this is 100%. What did you say?
It's next year.
Yeah, the next Assassin's Creed is next year. And the details leaked. I'm not sure if it's 100% yet. But it seems like it's going to be 19th century London, basically like during the Victorian time. And it's called Assassin's Creed Victory. So with that coming up next year, you know, this probably has something to do with why they're, you know, pretty much apologizing, saying, you know, sorry, don't remember this in a year, and when we need you to buy Victory again.
Right. Yeah, well, that's another thing that's kind of interesting about Victory is how they actually kind of, they weren't happy that it got leaked. You know, it's like, they're working really hard on it, we feel bad for our fans. It's like, okay, why do you feel bad? Like, I get it. It's like you wanted to reveal in a big way, but here's the thing. All that got leaked is the setting and three screenshots, or concept art, I think. Was it screenshots or concept art?
I haven't seen any.
I want to say it might screenshots. Have been shots, but yeah, because Kotaku was the one that did it, and they said they saw footage of it. So those are three screenshots. That's right. But we don't have anything about a quote-unquote story. You know, it's still Assassin's Creed. I heard Unity, it was kind of like a really dumb one. Like, apparently, the assassins are doing great. The Templars are falling apart. And the new assassin, Arno, you're kind of, like, treated as a kid. Like, they're like, why do you want to be an assassin, you moron? Like, so I'm over-exaggerating a little bit, but like, that's what I got out of a couple of reviews I've seen out of it. It's like, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I see the screenshots now. It's three screenshots.
Yeah.
It looks very moody for an Assassin's Creed game. It almost reminds me of Bloodborne, like, as far as how like dark it is. And obviously, they're both kind of Victorian, both kind of English set games. But yeah, it looks pretty moody. Actually,
can you tell he blends in so well with the rest of the people?
With the hood on and stuff. I'm trying to remember, what was that other stealth game? It was like a first-person stealth game from like a year or two ago. Oh. Like 2 years. With powers.
It's like Disgraced or something.
Dishonored,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah. These screenshots kind of, this is not him, but the setting kind of reminds me of Dishonored a little
bit. Now that you say that, yeah, I get that. And wow, they got to be careful with that then. Well, the only thing would, obviously, you're not going to have magical powers as an assassin, but I know in this one, you're going to get a grappling hook. So apparently, you're going to be almost Spider-Man-like.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be a little messed up. And the one thing I think is kind of funny, in one of the screenshots, it shows some lady holding a hat, like one of those top hats, and it says change clothes. And I hope to God one option is just like you put top hat on and nothing else changes. Like, I really hope, just as a joke, that like you put that on and all of a sudden the what are they called, bobbies or whatever? The bobbies like, where'd he go? He was here a minute ago. And like you literally like tip your hat to them like, good day, gentlemen, and then walk away. I really hope just like really weird humor, just like, you know perfectly well, it's like, he hasn't changed at all, he's got a hat on. It's like, yep.
The grappling hook's interesting. Obviously, that might remind people of Batman. But
yeah, I'm a little afraid it's gonna be too Batman-y or too Spider-Man-y.
Yeah, but I mean, Dishonor and Batman did kind of copy Assassin's Creed. So them, you know, taking references or ideas from those series is kind of just coming full circle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Assassin's Creed is an okay franchise. I mean, especially to be yearly, I think they change it up, you know, way more and in way more interesting ways than, you know, another yearly one like Call of Duty. And I mean, it's overall
something back like how they did the ship combat, you know, like it doesn't have to be ship to ship. Well, especially now if you're talking Victorian, where I believe steam engines were good with boats, I want to say. Or maybe just coal engines.
So you want steam engine boats?
Well, they did more. Like that's when they could start putting like more armaments on them. I thought. Well, like it doesn't have to be ship to ship combat. I'm saying like something more. I don't know.
What about train on train combat?
Yeah, that's just a true on the rail shooter stealth mission.
Well, they could do that, actually. Not two trains fighting, but, like, you're on a train, like...
I get a feeling they're trying to do a Wild West thing, and, like, that will be a thing. Like, you can go up into...
You're on top of a train, you're inside a train, you're, like, looking for people, you're fighting people. I guess they could do that.
Yeah.
In this next one.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the problem. It's like, how far do you go with it? You know, what do you add? Because like you said, it's a yearly thing. What do you add to it that's going to make it different from the last game?
Yeah. I think they should be going back in time, not forward, because they're getting closer and closer to guns.
Like, I think this one, they are going to be guns, because it's going to be about that time. I
mean, the last few had guns, but when I say guns, I mean like real guns, like semi-automatic guns. And at that point, why am I using little blades in my wrist and swords when I could use a silencer and, you know, other stuff?
Right. Well, that's why I want to see like ancient Egypt or like Prussian Empire. When are we going to have something like that? Like they're talking like now we're getting Victorian London. It's like, come on.
Yeah, just leave Europe alone. Like we
seriously,
don't really need to
go
see
to
Europe.
Like
people been asking about feudal Japan or just any old school like Japan period forever.
Honestly, I'd rather at this point. I remember before I said no to fucking ancient Japan because I know it's just gonna be instantly ninjas. I would rather have that than Victorian London. It's like, okay, now you're going to be like, all right, now we're going to play around technology. It's like, no, we don't want technology. Now it's just, why?
And the Order comes out next year. Now, obviously, different themes and different everything, but it's the same setting as far as the location and the time period.
Right. I don't know.
It'd be interesting how it plays out. Or I'm interested if they'll keep four-player co-op. Because that seemed like the most interesting thing with Unity. And I'm not sure if that's what helped break the game or what exactly broke that game. But when they first announced, you know, co-op, campaign co-op in Assassin's Creed, I thought that was a good idea. So I kind of hope that sticks around.
Yeah, but the whole aspect with Assassin's Creed is you're supposed to be a solo assassin, you know, going on near suicide missions. I would get.
I
would
say post Brotherhood, they changed that.
Yeah.
After Brotherhood, it became more about, you know, this is you're a leader. You have followers. You can order the followers around. Like in the first one, it was in the first one and the second one, it's very much like that. But then they changed it up.
Well, I kind of hope in the co-op they have something where there needs to be a reason why. Other than you can have two people and flank. No, it'd be like you've got three different targets in three different buildings. And as soon as one is alerted, the other two get alerted. That's what I would kind of like to see. Like, it'd be almost like a domino effect. As soon as you, if you all focus on one target and, like, say a single guard is aware of it, he runs off. If you don't get that guard, he alerts everybody. So then targets two and three are alerted and they try and get away and you messed up because rather than split up and take on different targets, like maybe take out like outer targets and then meet in the middle or something, then you kind of messed up as focusing one, then two, then three.
I doubt. I mean, that would be okay, but I doubt is that complex. It's probably more like, is a shield guy, you get the shield guy to look at you, and I'll come behind him and slash him in the back or something.
Yeah. Boring.
This next story is one you brought to my attention, Aaron, and it broke today, which has to do with GTA and Target.
Oh, fuck Christ.
Do you want to tell this one?
Basically, there is a petition. It's change.org petition. And which I'm gonna read a quote that really irks me. And it's not because I want to be clear, the violence to women and everything that encompasses, that's 100% wrong. I completely agree with that. Here's the thing: when you start lying about things about video games, don't Anita Sarkeesian this. The way I put it, shit already stinks.
Did she lie about stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll make it sound like in Hitman 3 or something like that, you have to kill these women.
Yeah.
And it's designed so that you can flop around their bodies.
She does bend stuff. She does spin. I'm not sure if she lies, but she does spin from a couple videos I've seen of her.
She makes it, well, like in Far Cry 3, she says this is a mission where you have to watch a pimp hit a hooker. And, of course, she has to point out that the woman is of a different race, but not the man, even though they're the exact same race. But the Hitman thing, the guy that was kind of showing, you know, a counterpoint of what she was talking about in that game, he looked up a bunch of Let's Plays of it, and every single one, they want to skip the women. Because if you don't knock them out or something, they alert, and all of a sudden you're busted. Hitman is supposed to be purely stealth. You want to avoid as much as possible. Mm-hmm. You need to hide bodies. You don't want to kill people because I think you, the fewer people you kill and knock out and things of that nature, the better score you get. If you can go just for your target, which is primarily, if not purely male, then you did a good job. You are a true hitman. If you're going around shooting everybody in the face, you're not a true hitman. So that's kind of going against the goal. And she made it saying you have to take these women out. And, of course, they're like objects towards males. It's like, no, they're not. That's just a wireframe that has physics involved. If you knocked out a male, you could do the exact same thing. Mm. So please don't bring, you know, when it comes to virtual characters, the same thing could happen. Guys,
so what's the quote that kind of pissed you off a little?
Here's a quote. And I'll focus on the part that pisses me off. It's a game that encourages players to murder women for entertainment. The incentive is to commit sexual violence against women, then abuse or kill them to proceed or get health points. And now Target are stocking it and promoting it for your Xmas stocking. This is Grand Theft Auto 5. All right. Every single person who's ever played a single Grand Theft Auto game knows it's 100% bullshit. You don't get health points by killing a person. It doesn't work that way.
There's no sexual assault in that game.
The only thing I can think of is there's hookers.
Yeah, that's not sexual assault, though.
That's kind of consensual sex. It's prostitution.
Yeah. It's not kind of. It's completely consensual sex.
Like, I haven't beaten the game. Once I get it on, like, PC, probably, I'll probably
play it. I've beaten it, and I'm playing it a little bit again on next gen, or I should say current gen. But, yeah, it's because, you know, I just love murdering women. That's the only reason.
That's the thing that just fucking pisses me off. It's like, okay, Here's the thing. They're talking about how this encourages players to murder women. Bullshit.
It never does.
Every single person who ever says video games do this, fuck you. You're a goddamn idiot. Shut your mouth. You don't know what you're saying. A single factor does not alter a person. Mm-hmm. It requires multiple factors. A single person that bitches about this talks in a way that they knew what they're talking about, they would have to actually go and take a psychology or a psychiatry class and understand the mind's very complex.
But wait a second. Did you take it that way? I kind of took it as the game encourages you to hurt women in the game, not in real life.
No, encourages player to murder women for entertainment. Done.
Yeah.
They're leaning towards the fact. To me, this is what I'm getting. They're leaning that if it's fun to do it in a game, why wouldn't it be fun to do it in real life?
I didn't take it. I took it as the game encourages you to hurt women in the game.
But then why would that be a thing? That should have no impact on the real world, so why bother banning it?
Because, I mean, from their point of view, it would be like if you played a game and it wanted you to hurt Jewish people specifically. And the people were like, this game wants you to hurt Jewish people.
What did the Jewish people do?
It's just an open world. I don't know. That's what I mean.
Like,
it's GTA Germany 1901. I don't know.
So I'm saying, in this hypothetical game, I'm playing a Nazi?
You're just a German guy.
I'm just a German guy, and I'm killing Jewish people.
Well, they're saying it wants you to kill Jewish people more than Christian or Protestant people.
Okay.
But my point is, I think they're saying in the game it wants you to hurt women, not in real life. But either way, that's a lie. Either the game never says, you don't get extra XP or, as they say, health points from hurting women more so than men.
There's no incentive.
Yeah. You don't have to really kill a woman in
that
game.
If you're doing
at
110
all.
Miles per hour in that game, it's kind of hard to difference between what you got in your pants.
Are there any female cops? I don't think there are. I just remember the cops being male. You don't really even need to kill a female.
It's possible.
But it's definitely mostly male. Like, if not all male, it's definitely like 80% male. Like, you don't need to kill them. I just think these are women who don't play games or they don't play GTA. And for what they know about GTA is you run around an open world city and you pick up prostitutes and murder them. Like, I think that's all they know about GTA. And they don't know, like, even.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, why are we going after these games when we should go after the real things? Like, okay, why not boycott, or rather, in this case, ban stuff like movies that have Lindsay Lohan in it? Because she's definitely a negative role model for women. How about Miley Cyrus CDs, DVDs, everything need to be banned in Target? Because she's far from a positive role model for women out there.
Why not real stuff? Why not, like,
well, that's
hey,
me.
Why? No, that's not even. I mean, that's a little bit realer than this. But when I say real stuff, it's like, hey, why not focus on, hey, women can't drive in Saudi Arabia? Like, that's a real issue. Because obviously they should be able to drive, but what that stands for, like, just how submissive that society wants them to be. Right. And how secondary that society wants them to be. Or, I'm just using that as an example. But, like, that's a real issue, not this virtual game that only 18-year-olds and up are supposed to be playing.
Exactly.
Allows you to pick up a prostitute, and you don't have to do that. And after she gets done, you can choose to hurt or kill her. Like, there's never a mission. It's not something I don't think. I'd be shocked that over 70% of gamers did that in GTA. Maybe when you're in middle school, you're playing GTA Vice City, when we were younger, someone did it. But I got to pick up GTA 5 so I can pick up a prostitute. Like, no one's doing that who's normal.
Well, like, that's the whole thing. You just said it right there, normal. Like I was talking before, the psychiatry thing. If you understand playing a video game, that won't do anything for you. Having positive role models, being raised in a good environment, having access to education, that will affect you in a positive way. if you're brought up and your dad beat your mom left and right, if you raised poor as hell, knowing that you had to struggle for every red cent while Uncle Don, you know, was driving around a Cadillac every other day and rubbed it in your face, and you were known as the poor kid in school, you were going to a really shitty ghetto school, that's going to have a really negative impact on you. Those are going to be lifelong impacts because you went years and years and years in a really bad environment. Not playing GTA 5, that's not going to do anything. Will that add to it? Yeah, that's going to add to it, but everything adds to your mental state.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, basically, they're just spewing bullshit.
Yes, they are. And it's fucking bullshit.
And Target fell for it, which is... I mean, well,
I didn't want to even bother Target because Target's a business. They can say, we're going to pull this.
Yeah, but it should be rational reasons.
Yes, that's true. But, obviously, they didn't want to be, like, picketed. They don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. They, for lack of better words, they took the coward's way out.
Yeah, and this is just Target Australia.
Yes,
this isn't UK or America or Canada.
Yeah, yet. Yeah. Like, that's the problem. I can't wait for this to become a bigger thing, and it's just gonna piss me off even more, because there's no logic to this at all. You know, especially when I'm reading things like "kill them to proceed or get health points." It's like, kill them to proceed. I'm guessing they mean progress the story?
Yeah.
When? For the exception of, like, usually really shitty people, when you kill a woman? That just right there. Why a woman? Usually in any Grand Theft Auto game, if you kill a person, it's for a reason, regardless of gender.
Yeah, I mean, usually if you're killing someone in GTA and for a mission, it's usually going to be cops, crooked cops, criminals, you know, as in like thieves or game bangers or something. Yeah. You don't go into like a grocery store and just murder the dozens of people in there. Hatred?
Yeah.
It's not that game.
Fuck. I'm going to laugh to see when that game comes out and see all the red tape it's going to jump through.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now you almost have me rooting for Hatred. Just because, like I said back during that show, like I you couldn't pay me to play it. I think it's a really dumb idea, but I think they have the creative right to do it. Just like, and just as a matter of expression, or yeah, just a matter of a human wanting to do something and having free will. They have the free will and the freedom to create Hatred, but yeah, I also had the free will to ignore it and never play it.
Exactly. That's why I was like, you know, I'm kind of interested in the game. That's why we're gonna get way off track there with Hatred. Yeah, this is just when I read stuff like that. And the problem, Australia, they recently had it so like there's that 18 plus rating actually. So then they wouldn't have to deal with such horrible censorship. Like down there, they had to deal with so much. Like games cost more down there. If it was considered like 17 up here, it was like banned there.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually, maybe I'm crazy for thinking this or just wondering this. It's probably actually true or has some truth. You know how like today, like Germany is like very peaceful and like kind of wants to forget that the 40s even happened. Right. So now they're completely on the other side of things because they had such a violent and horrific past. Right. I'm wondering if Australia is that way for the same reason, since this is an island that was created, an island country that was created for prisoners, and they murdered the aboriginals, the indigenous people there, which might have been, you know, in the millions. So basically it's an island for criminals, and they genocided millions, and now they're on the opposite side of that, like Germany is today. And so, oh, you know, we're so polite, we're so peaceful, we're so this, because they're trying to run from their past.
See, I would think that, but I think this the change.org petition, that was actually The group that was most behind it was a group of women against domestic violence. So, you know, battered mothers, sisters, wives, what have you. Usually, if not purely by men, which, of course, that is a group worth, you know, supporting, but not in this manner. You know,
well, Australia is kind of quick to ban, like, Germany.
Yeah.
Because didn't they ban, what, Saints Row, and I think maybe Left For Dead? Well,
that was before. That was before the whole, like, now they have this new rating where it's, like, 18 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how recent it is, but I remember, like, that was the thing that was going to be good for gamers down there. It's like, hey, just so you know, this is really bad, this is really naughty, but we'll finally allow this, allow you to have it. I don't know. Like, I guess, because that'd be a thing, how that would affect Steam. Because I remember that affected console sales, but I don't know how that would affect Steam sales or other digital distributors.
I would like to read, like, a report, like, or, like, some psychological mixed with, like, history report saying, okay, this is why Japan is so freaky. This is why America is so violent. This is why Germany and Australia supposedly hate violence much.
It's to, like you kind of said, it's to 180. Like, with Japan, like, you're talking freaky, like, usually their taste in pornography. And it's from the anime, or I guess the hentai kind of stuff. That's because it was, I don't know if it still is, or if it was, illegal for pubic hair to be seen on film. So, in order for them to get away with it, so they could have pornography there, it was animated. So, that really? Way, there was no pubic hair.
Wow, I just thought they liked cartoons.
Nope. That's why. So then that was their loophole, because there had to be completely clean shaven. There could not be stubble or anything. They were, I guess, really uptight about it. So that way it's like, well, how do we get around this? It's pornography. This
so
is like,
what if it was live action and they were just completely shaved?
Doesn't matter, because they're still technically stubble, you know, God knows what else, even if you're considered waxed.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Were, did they have, like, a problem with crabs or something?
I don't know. I think as a way of saying, we don't want pornography here. We're going to be uptight and just and a pure society kind of thing. You know,
well, that did not work out.
That didn't work out at all. Well, it's this thing. Eventually, they kind of loosened up. But if you kind of look, it's like there's still the stereotype of, like, the uptight businessman there. You know, the guy in the suit who works hard, you know, X amount of hours a day, then goes and has a beer at the, I don't say tavern or bar.
But then he gets his balls stepped on by some dominatrix.
Yeah.
On the low.
And then the octopus comes out.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This is always an octopus. For our final story, and this is, I'm guessing, a big one for you, Aaron, is it is Twitch. I'm sorry, it's not Twitch.
It's, <Whoa. laughs>
it's Steam streaming. It's Steam broadcasting, which is going to be similar to Twitch.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting because it seems a little bare bones. Like, I've yet to test it out myself, but I want to know how they're going to actually use this. You know, I mean, there's no, if you go onto Steam, there's no real big advertisement for it. You know, it's not like you can click on a button, broadcasting now, and it's like on Twitch, here's what's live now, here's what's hot now, stuff like that.
But isn't it in beta right now?
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in the bottom. It's in beta. So then maybe they want, like,
it's just
okay, we want some people to test it, but we don't want 100 million people or even, you know, 70 million people on it day one. So we'll just put it out, and then whoever reads articles or whoever is on Steam a lot will see it. Maybe they're thinking of it more like that.
Yeah. Well, they made a big thing, like, on any social media. They posted about it. So they weren't, like, you know, uptight about it or anything like that. Here's one thing. I'm actually kind of liking this idea. You will now have a lot more footage of these games you might be interested in. Like, I'm looking at, like, the specials thing. Like, there's the I Am Bread game, which is, like, you're literally a slice of bread. And it sounds like a huge joke, but it's like at the same time, I'm curious about it. So rather than, you know, look at gameplay trailers, I can look at it being live streamed. So I think that hopefully it would be a thing. If I click on I Am Bread, there needs to be, you know, the usual here's screenshots, there's videos, but there needs to be like a separate tab or something broadcasting now. And then you click on that, and then here's these different people mm-hmm. who are broadcasting the game. And I think this could actually have a real market to it, because
and that could hurt. That could help the early access stuff too.
Oh God!
If they allow it, if they allow broadcasting for early access, which do they ever put like embargoes or NDAs or anything for early access?
No. You buy early access, you are allowed to show it, because that's the thing about it. Usually they'll try and tell they'll tell you. Please make sure if you do stream it or if you do record it or whatever, let people know this is early access. It's an alpha. Things are, you know, not 100%. Things are going to change. Nothing set in stone. Da, 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 da. But if I understand right, every game that's in early access, there is no NDA because it's open for the public. Anyway,
that can definitely help with the early access games.
Oh God, yeah, because that would, if anything, that would probably kill the bad ones and be like, look at this, look at this joke, look at this, oh my freaking God! But also, I think Twitch might be in trouble, because I'd like to know if there's any stats about it. How long do the broadcasts stay with you? You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, if there's indefinite, because it's Steam, for God's sakes, you know, they got to have gigantic amount of server space. What if you can have years and years worth of stuff saved to your account?
You know? Yeah. I'm wondering, like, how did Google, I was talking about Google, how did Amazon feel, and how did Twitch feel when they saw this?
They probably shit bricks.
But
they're going to have a better PC, way, though. Because with the indie side, now, like, if I have an indie game, and it's not recognized by Twitch, it's always a pain in the ass. Now it's right here on Steam. Mm-hmm. And I really hope like this kind of takes off, so now it will offer an alternative towards Twitch.
Yeah, which needed to happen. Yes. Monopolies are always bad. But also this is just for PC, and maybe down the line, you know, Steam boxes, if that ever happens and blows up. So Twitch still has the corner on PS4 and Xbox One.
Right.
Is Destiny big for streaming? Like, did you see Destiny streams and people watching it much?
Destiny, I think, was the number one game of the year being streamed, or like the number one game so far is streaming.
Okay. And it's console only.
Yeah, because Evie and I were talking about that, and she was talking that was like the game to be streamed.
Yeah, I don't know why people want to watch that. Because you already replay those levels.
It's because
enough.
Of like the bosses and the raids, I think. Because
it's no strategy. I get the raids maybe, but other than that, it's no strategy or no, it's no skill in Destiny. So yeah. I think that's a little bit weird. That's why I can kind of get, you know, Dota, League, StarCraft, Smite. There's some strategy, some skill, but in Destiny, other than a raid, it's pretty much brainless.
Right. Yeah,
and it goes for most shooters.
Yeah, very true. I'm trying to see, okay, what games are on Steam that are not on Twitch? Let me see about this one. Magical. It's wait. I may have found one.
So do they already have the infrastructure for you to, like, search who's broadcasting and stuff?
No. I think I heard something like when, you know, you're in Steam, it's saying in-game playing Skyrim or whatever. You can then click on the person and click watch if they have already, allowed broadcasting to happen. Which is kind of weird, because I want to know if all of a sudden, like, how much of a stress it's going to put on your system, because, you know, you can lower the resolution. If it's already broadcasting, like, as soon as you go in, or it only starts broadcasting when someone's watching.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, with Smite, there was a time, I remember one match, when we first started playing, like earlier, it's like spring this year, I watched you for one match. I don't think you even knew I was watching until I told you afterwards.
Yeah, it's from XSplit. Like, I found another thing Smite was doing, like, real quick, off topic. They are doing a thing with this other broadcasting software called Overwolf. And with Overwolf, they're able to track your viewers and then add that to, like, a Smite leaderboard. And right now, for, like, a month, whoever the top 10 people with the highest viewers, they will get prizes. And with Overwolf, I found, like, they actually, they're not too bad. I'd have to play around with it a little bit because I started getting some lag every now and then by my, I had, like, the resolution set too high for streaming. But, like, they had in-game apps. So, like, I could have this the chat from Twitch right there on my screen, but you would not be able to see it. I can actually turn that so I can see it on my screen, but it's not being streamed so other people can't look at the chat. And it'll tell me, like, there's a little eyeball, and that's telling me how many people are currently viewing.
Okay, so that's pretty smart.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping to find that through XSplit, so that will make it a hell of a lot easier for me to stream, because that way I'm not looking at my phone constantly. And I think that's how some people run it. They have, like, in-game or in-computer apps or programs, what have you.
So I wouldn't expect the Destiny to be, like, the number one streamed game this year, since it is console only. But I don't know, maybe the whole Twitch, I guess the Twitch thing is spreading to everyone and not just PC anymore.
Yep. So there's nothing else we want to talk about? Not the U-Porn pro or esports team?
If you want to throw it out there, you can. I know you love talking about, if any stories involve boobies or porn or anything like that.
So stupid. Why?
It came from Aaron.
What do you think about that? Just real quick, what do you think about that?
Why not? Why not? Why you two? Why you porn? And if they can do it, I don't know. Like, anyone can do it. Mountain Dew can do it. You know, a soap company can do it. Why not?
I just think, I don't want to say it's stupid. Just like, wait, what?
I don't get this. I don't like, I hate their jerseys. Okay,
why would you want that as your team name? You are the porn team. Team YP. Everyone knows who you are. It's like, I get it. It's not a big deal. It's porn. You know, we're all adults. We can be mature about it. But it's like, you got to be going up against people like Team Solo Mid. I think Taipei Assassins is a team, you know, and all these other people, and they have on their sponsors, and then you've got Team U-Porn. Who's going to sponsor U-Porn to go play Dota 2?
U-Porn.
Well, yeah, but who's else?
That's all they need.
Oh, my God.
And they have gray and pink jerseys.
They're going to have... It's going to make WWE with, like, half-naked, quote-unquote, managers with the team. Oh, my God. It's just so... It's silly. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm done. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Digital High Show. No one.
Well, actually, I'm reading a comment for one of these articles, and this person says, I'm hoping they're being sarcastic, but basically it says, I find esports legitimacy damaged because of pornography site sponsorship. That's kind of tasteless.
What?
I'm hoping they're joking.
Yeah, what now?
It's esports. It can't get any less legitimate than what it already is. I don't think... What are the other sponsors? So just to have a frame of reference. Do you know any of the other sponsors?
Well, it had to be the usual, like Logitech, Razer.
What, Red Bull?
Red Bull, definitely. Red Bull, Monster, AMD. God, what else? There's probably some clothing things out there, like maybe Think Geek or something.
I mean, I don't think U-Porn is any better or worse than those companies.
It doesn't really matter. Like, that's the thing. It's pornography. It's
Yeah. At least it's not bad for you, like some of these soda companies.
Yeah. If anything, pornography. Here you go. Scientific fact: pornography is better for you than Monster Energy drink.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah. God. Like that's what I mean. I don't really care. I just think it's silly.
It's definitely random.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes esports. So, you know,
I think it makes it more mature. I mean, you're not gonna find. The Debbie Does Dallas team in NFL or anything, you know, I think this is, to me, this is actually pretty cool because this is saying, yeah, we're a porno site and you've probably watched us.
And as far as the name goes, you said Team YP. Yeah. I think Team YP sounds better than like Staples Center as far as like the Lakers stadium or some of these other basketball stadium, basketball court names, like the Staples Center. Like, who shops at Staples?
Yeah, that's true. Well, apparently enough people do so they could buy a center.
Well, yeah, but some of these, you know, some of these venues just sound like, wait, this company, like, we have the Phillips Arena here in Atlanta. Like, Phillips is still around. Like, who cares about Phillips?
Yeah.
Like, we bought the arena and we slapped our name in the title.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's pornography. There's absolutely nothing with it. It's as long as it's consensual, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Still random, but
yeah.
It's not like it's a tobacco company or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. If anything, it's probably one of the healthiest things out there for you. I mean, like I said, there's tobacco, alcohol, fucking Budweiser on Super Bowl. That's all we need kids to see is beer commercials. I'm sorry, I'd rather like have a big warning, hey, bad commercial coming up, okay, change channel for the next 30 seconds or so, knowing it's a YouPorn commercial, wait a little bit, so then little Johnny on the couch next to me doesn't see a YouPorn commercial, count down 30 seconds, change back.
Some of those GoDaddy commercials might as well
have been porn. Oh, God, yeah. Those were more misleading than anything else I've ever seen in my life. It's like, oh, what are they wearing? What are they wearing? They're wearing tube tops.
What does this have to do with buying a website domain?
Yeah. Danica Patrick buys web names in a bikini. Wow, chicka, chicka, wow, wow.
And now take her serious. That's the...
Yeah.
The main and pretty much only female NASCAR driver or whatever the hell she does.
She is one of the best female role models ever in the face of the earth.
Yeah. And actually, this has nothing to do with what we talk about. But on the news, they said there's going to be, I wish I heard this wrong, but then my sister was like, and I heard it too. It's going to be basically a Beyonce and Rihanna feminism courses. I'm not sure at what college.
What?
But yeah.
Wait. Okay. What? my brain just shat itself. What?
Two women who pretty much get naked for a living.
Yeah.
Are gonna have feminism courses, and one who may or may not get beaten up by a guy but still chose to kind of defend him is gonna have feminism classes.
And
that could be our thought of the
day.
We
have a problem in fucking Australia with a game because apparently you beat up women when we have feminism classes from Beyonce.
Yeah, center on that. Because I have heard like certain college courses focused on like Tupac or other like, you know, musicians and stuff. But at least Tupac is an interesting, you know, life, an interesting character, and some people can learn from his mistakes and you know, blah blah blah.
Right.
But little Beyonce Rihanna, like, what are you gonna learn there?
Uh oh. Isn't that how one of her songs go?
Yeah.
Oh my god. My head hurts now. Thank you, Vince.
But we can end it there. On that shitty note of society.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for the rest of my brain poo to leak out of my ear, then I can hear things again. God damn. Okay. Follow us on Twitter at Digital High Show, no underscores or dashes. Please head on over to entertainfuse.com for the latest episode of Digital High, and we always link to our previous episodes right there to iTunes. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Digital High, your source for entertainment news and discussion. Digital High.